From Radio News Hub, I'm John Francis. All five government tests to lift the lockdown are met, so the PM announces changes for the start of June. But Boris Johnson's again had to answer questions on Dominic Cummings after a police statement today. We have news of lockdown alterations in Scotland too, and good news for football fans. The Premier League will return next month. Good evening. Boris Johnson's confirmed there will be changes to the lockdown in England from Monday. All five of the government's tests have been met, which means schools will open to more children and people may finally get to see members of their family. The Prime Minister explains what the majority of us can do socially.
From Monday, we will allow up to six people to meet outside, provided those from different households continue strictly to observe social distancing rules by staying 2 metres apart. At the moment, as you know, people can meet in parks, but not in private gardens. And this was a cautious first step. But we know that there is no difference in the health risk. So we will now allow people to meet in gardens and other private outdoor spaces. These changes mean that friends and family can start to meet their loved ones, perhaps seeing both parents at once or both grandparents at once. And I know that for many people this will be a long-awaited and joyful moment. But I must stress that to control the virus, everyone needs to stay alert, act responsibly, strictly observe social distancing rules, and stay 2 metres apart from those you do not live with. Minimising contact with others is still the best way to prevent transmission. You should also try to avoid seeing people from too many households in quick succession so that we can avoid the risk of quick transmission from lots of different families and continue to control the virus.
But the PM couldn't get through the daily briefing without questions about Dominic Cummings. Durham Police released a statement today saying the chief advisor's visit to Barnard Castle might have been a slight breach of the lockdown rules, but they won't be taking the matter further. Boris Johnson himself is keen to move on.
Can I say I've said quite a lot on this matter already, and what I also noticed that the Durham Police said was that they were going to take no action and that the matter was closed, and I intend to draw a line under the matter.
News of the changes to the lockdown measures comes as the UK government began the test and trace project in England. 25,000 contact tracers have been hired. Professor John Newman's the chief of COVID-19 testing. He says the programme can be a success as long as there's compliance from the public.
The principle is relatively straightforward. It's based on international best practice. Very similar approaches are being used in many other countries. And indeed, it's not new in this country. We operated something really quite similar in the containment phase, which worked very well. And then we've also been operating it during lockdown for outbreaks in certain settings. But obviously, the thing that's new is the scale at which it's operating. And we've prepared for that. We've put in place considerable resources. In order to be successful, it relies on rapid testing, and we've made huge progress in delivering testing capability at scale, and we're continuing to work on delivering rapid testing to anybody who might develop a symptom. And we've made access easier. There is a new nhs.uk/coronavirus website for anybody who wants to get a test, and there's also a new telephone number, 119, for people who don't have access to the internet to get a test. We are thinking again about how we can get those tests done quickly, and most tests we are already able to do within 48 hours, but we need to get that time down as much as possible. Otherwise, success of the programme relies on good understanding of the public. We need as many people as possible to come forward if they have symptoms, and we need good compliance with the instructions to self-isolate and the instructions to identify contacts, and indeed for those contacts to then self-isolate.
Well, England isn't the only part of the UK where there'll be a slight easing of the lockdown. The Scottish Government's four-phase plan for gradually lifting it has got the go-ahead. It follows a week-long review. A number of new measures are being introduced, including changes to how people can socially interact, as First Minister Nicola Sturgeon explains.
From tomorrow, the regulations on meeting other people will change. You and your household will be able to meet with another household out of doors, for example, in a park or in a private garden. We said last week this should be in small groups, and to give you greater guidance on that, we're asking that the total number of people between the two households meeting up should be a maximum of 8. Please keep it to less than that if you can. Now, we're not saying that you must pick one household and only meet the same one during phase one, but we are saying that you should not meet with more than one other household at a time. And while this will not be the law, we also strongly recommend that you don't meet with more than one other household per day. This change will obviously allow us to meet with more people than we can right now, but please remember that we should still be meeting far fewer people outside our own household than we would in normal times. Now, I know how much all of you will be looking forward, all of us will be looking forward to seeing family and friends for the first time in a while. But how we do this is going to be really vital. Before you meet up with people from another household, you should stop, think, read the guidance, and make sure you are protecting yourself and others.
Some good news for football fans today. The Premier League will be back next month. The 20 clubs have agreed it will return on June the 17th after the season was suspended in March. One of the reasons to get it up and running again has been the vigorous testing of players and staff. Avi Lazarov is CEO of Prenetics, the company behind the tests.
The COVID-19 tests that are carried out by our consortium partner laboratory, TDL, have really diagnostic sensitivity of 98%. With a specificity of 100%. So therefore, the total accuracy is 98.8%. And of course, as we're doing testing with our, with all the partners we're working with, clients, that's done twice a week as well. So when you start, doing twice a week testing at that level of accuracy, of course, the results are ones that you can certainly rely on.
Still to come tonight, we look at how preparations are going ahead of non-essential shops opening and news of a number of smokers to have quit recently who are taking up the habit once again. More in a moment.
Goodwin Barrett has helped thousands of people get to the truth and the compensation they deserve. If you've lost money on a stocks and shares ISA sold by a bank, text LOST to 78900.
Next tonight, non-essential stores are continuing their preparations ahead of reopening next month. Changes are having to be made to make sure social distancing rules remain in place. James Lohman is the CEO of the Association of Convenience Stores and has this advice for those planning to open their doors once again.
Now we're moving to a point where beginning of June, we might start to see some more non-food retailers open up. And we've been working with the Department for Business and other groups to inform guidance for those stores about how they might want to manage social distancing in stores. So there's probably two parts to it. One is having a policy that works for your store. Convenience stores are generally quite small stores, so in some ways a bit more challenging for us actually. You might only have one entrance, in and out of the store. People will funnel down one aisle. So how do you handle that? Often people queue at a point where there's the entrance. So in some cases, retailers have reconfigured their tills, so they're serving customers from a different angle. They're limiting number of people coming into the store so they can manage those things. They're having one-way systems around the store, restocking, maybe closing the store to restock or closing down aisles while there's restocking. It's very hard to have colleagues on the shop floor restocking. So lots of those practical measures. But the biggest single thing is it's about communication with your customers. And that can be about signage, tape and stickers put on the floor, communicating with customers, marking out that 2 meter distance, but also the verbal communication, identifying customers who may need extra help. If you've got elderly customers, so most stores are doing a policy of saying only one person comes into the store to shop.
Now, it seems more of us are returning to smoking during the lockdown. Research has been carried out by the Foundation for a Smoke-Free World and ASH, which shows a rise in the number of smokers while at home. Dr. Pooja Patwardhan is a GP and says the figures are a concern.
With COVID-19, we are all experiencing unprecedented, challenging times. And unfortunately, this is negatively affecting many people's mental health. We already know that stress and boredom are triggers for increased smoking. Nearly 39% of tobacco smokers claim social distancing has negatively impacted their health. Over 2/3 of smokers and vapers polled say that usage of tobacco and nicotine products is their main coping mechanism to deal with COVID-19 related stress.
A reminder of tonight's top stories. All 5 government tests to lift the lockdown are met, so the PM announces changes for the start of June. But Boris Johnson faces more Dominic Cummings questions. There's news of lockdown alterations in Scotland too. And good news for football fans. The Premier League will be back next month. That's the latest. There's more on our website at radionewshub.com.